next on the 5 o'clock report.
NATO is relevant.
I have a lot of confidence I'm going to win this. This election is ours.
To address the Putin price hike.
Just throwing one Hail Mary pass after another.
Everything this president has touched, he has failed at.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Court appearance in Buffalo.
Hey, you're a coward.
That is our top story at 5. The teenage suspect in the Tops supermarket massacre in Buffalo, New York, appeared before a judge where he was indicted on first-degree murder today. He'll be back in court June 9th.
18-year-old Peyton Gindron faces 10 counts of first-degree murder as well as federal hate crimes charges. Police say shortly before he opened fire at the Tops store, the white supremacist allowed a small group of people to see his plans for the attack. Gindron had been chronicling it for months in a private online diary. New York Attorney General Tish James has vowed to crack down on social media platforms that promote extremist behavior. The first of 10 funerals for those who died in Saturday's shooting spree will happen tomorrow. The Reverend Al Sharpton will speak at the funeral for 67-year-old Deacon Hayward Patterson, a man known in his community for giving folks rides to that grocery store. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. This afternoon, local officials gave an update into the mass shooting nearly 1 week ago. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
The evidence collection phase of this portion of the investigation inside the Tops supermarket has been concluded.
Officials gave no word on when that Tops supermarket store will reopen. Federal officials say the accused gunman will be facing federal hate crimes charges, too, on top of the first-degree murder charges.
Federally, we are investigating this as both a hate crime and as a case of racially motivated violent extremism. The full weight of the FBI and all federal, state, and local partners is behind this investigation.
If convicted on the federal hate crimes charges, the accused gunman could get the death penalty. An economy in turmoil. The other big story at 5.
Stocks are down, gas is up, fears of a recession coming into clear focus.
Bill Hemmer at Fox News. The tough times continue for everyday working Americans, whether it's saving for your retirement or filling up your gas tank. Most folks say they've had enough.
The prices have been going up so high, and I can't keep up with this.
For the 10th day in a row, gas prices have hit a new high, $4.58 a gallon, the national average today. That's up $1.50 from a year ago.
For the first time, every single state in the country paying more than $4 a gallon. You can't really go anywhere to buy it cheaper. In fact, households are now spending an estimated $5,000 a year on gas.
Aisha Hosni reporting. Experts predict $5 a gallon gasoline in New York and Pennsylvania by Memorial Day. In New York right now, the statewide average, a jaw-dropping $4.90 a gallon, the highest price ever in the Empire State. It's gotten so bad, in fact, that a gas station chain in the state of Washington now reprogramming its pumps to sell gas at $10 a gallon. The White House says blame Putin.
President Putin's actions are what is driving the price increase at the pump. The president is focused on doing everything in his power to address the Putin price hike.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, but Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says blaming the Russian ruler for President Biden's failed energy policies isn't flying with the American people anymore.
The administration is throwing one Hail Mary pass after another because they are unwilling to allow us to explore for American energy.
And when it comes to Americans feeding their babies, the president has invoked the Defense Production Act to help parents who are scrambling to find baby formula.
I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most.
Last night, the U.S. House passed a couple of measures to get baby formula back on store shelves. Iowa Republican Ashley Hinson.
The Biden administration ignored the warning signs that a formula shortage was imminent. Their incompetence underscores the need for funding to come with guardrails and accountability for the FDA's failures.
Even Democrats are frustrated with the administration's response to the baby formula crisis. Connecticut's Johanna Hayes.
It is unconscionable that we did not have a backup plan for this supply chain issue like we are seeing, and families are left desperate.
The baby formula shortage was so severe it caused some recent hospitalizations across the country. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says everything this president has done since taking office has turned out to be wrong.
The border, he ignored it and put it on to the vice president, who would never go there. We watched what was happening, a buildup of Russian troops along Ukraine. Then he threatened, maybe I'll do sanctions after you enter. We watched what he did with Afghanistan. I mean, everything this president has touched, he has failed at, but he has made America weaker in that process.
The president now on his way to Asia for the first time since taking office. He'll be in South Korea and Japan for high-level talks over the next 6 days. Earlier today, Mr. Biden met with the leaders of Sweden and Finland at the White House as both countries seek to join NATO.
There is no question. NATO is relevant. It is effective and is more needed now than ever to support the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom against Russia's invasion.
And the president says NATO is the most powerful defensive alliance in the world and will only get stronger, too, with the addition of Sweden and Finland. A Democrat witness testifying before the House Judiciary Committee on Abortion Rights this week declared that men can get pregnant and have abortions. Amy Urambadi with the pro-choice group Avow Texas was questioned by North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
By the way, there's still not a single statistic out there that shows a biological male has ever given birth. Last month, Apple unveiled a pregnant man emoji, and the Biden administration recently replaced the word mothers with birthing people in this year's federal budget. Still to come this Thursday, rebuilding in Buffalo, recounting in Pennsylvania, and renaming in Syracuse.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here's your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight shapes up like this. It will be unbalanced, partly cloudy, and it will be mild with low temperatures mainly in the 50s. Tomorrow turning much warmer than recent days with partly sunny skies, although there will be a shower or thundershower in some areas, a high in the 80s, cooler near Lake Erie in Ontario. Looking at a Saturday, some sunshine and quite warm to hot. High temperatures, 80s and low 90s, but cooler again near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Thursday, May 19th, the Tops store in Buffalo, where a massacre unfolded nearly a week ago, will reopen again. Tops president and CEO, John Persons.
It will take some time to open up this store. We want to make sure that it's done properly and respectfully. But we will reopen the store, and we will service that neighborhood and that community again.
Persons says Tops is now establishing a survivor's fund to help the families of the victims. He says so far over 5,000 people have donated nearly $1 million to help a community in need.
Buffalo and Western New York, I mean, I think we are a community that cares. You know, this is our home, and this was a horrible act, and when we need to come together, we will come together and make sure we support each other. And that's exactly what we're seeing.
Persons says 100% of the money that comes in will go to the families of the victims of the worst mass shooting in the history of Buffalo. Not until next week. That's when Pennsylvania election officials are expected to announce a recount of the vote in the undecided Republican Senate primary.
The goal here is accuracy and ensuring that every vote is counted. We want it to be done quickly as well, but we're much more concerned that it's done accurately and everyone's voice is heard.
State law in Pennsylvania requires a recount if the difference between the top two vote getters is less than 0.5%. Right now, just 1,200 votes separate TV doctor Mehmet Oz and hedge fund manager Dave McCormick.
I have a lot of confidence I'm going to win this. This election is ours.
Over 100,000 mail-in ballots need to be counted in Pennsylvania, and most pundits predict it won't be until June before we get a winner in that hotly contested GOP Senate primary. The price for a gallon of gas jumped more than 6 cents overnight in New York. And as Family Life's Jeremy Miller tells us, that's a new all-time record.
Yeah, that's right. The statewide average for a gallon of regular has set an all-time high at $4.90. The national average is now up to $4.58. That means the pain at the pump in New York is worse than most of the country. To put that in perspective, New Yorkers average more than 10,000 miles at an average of nearly 26 miles per gallon. That adds up to a spike of more than $270 coming out of your pocket every year. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Tough times for sure. Thank you, Jeremy. Out with the old, in with the new. At Syracuse University, the Carrier Dome will now be known as the JMA Wireless Dome. The name change announced today.
This is a historic moment for Syracuse University, for our city, for our county, for Central New York. This dome is such a special place. From the outside, it's one of the most recognizable buildings in Syracuse and anywhere in sports.
Syracuse Chancellor Kent Siverud.
What makes the dome truly special is everything that happens inside it. So much history has been made here. Memorable sports moments, iconic performances, and a lot of really wonderful university traditions.
JMA Wireless will keep the naming rights to the dome for the next 10 years. That facility had been known as the Carrier Dome ever since it first opened back in 1980 on the campus of Syracuse University. Time now for your market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life, Dave Margolotti.
It was a much less volatile trading session on Wall Street today. The sell-off in retail mostly continued after the weak earnings reports from both Walmart and Target this week. Cisco and Under Armour both saw double-digit percentage drops after missing on their earnings as well. Oil today rose $2 to finish at $111 a barrel. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ bouncing between the red and the green throughout the day, but all the major indexes closed down, with the Dow losing 236 points, the S&P 500 off 22, and the NASDAQ dropping 29. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
If you're self-employed or your employer doesn't offer a 401k, an IRA is your best way to save for retirement. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Around 60 million Americans have a traditional or Roth IRA account, and yet there's a lot they don't know about them. For example, while it's generally true that IRA contributions must be made with earned income, a non-working spouse can open an IRA if the couple meets certain requirements. Also, if your income is too high to qualify for tax-deductible contributions, you can still open a traditional IRA. Contributions aren't deductible, but that money and earnings you accrue will grow tax-free until you withdraw them. You can also convert that traditional IRA to a Roth later. Your future self will thank you. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
And still to come this Thursday, the City of Good Neighbors, living up to its name.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight shapes up like this. It will be on balance, partly cloudy, and it will be mild with low temperatures mainly in the 50s. Tomorrow turning much warmer than recent days with partly sunny skies, although there will be a shower or thundershower in some areas, high in the 80s, cooler near Lake Erie in Ontario. Looking at a Saturday, some sunshine and quite warm to hot. High temperatures, 80s and low 90s, but cooler again near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at 5, the City of Good Neighbors definitely living up to its nickname in the aftermath of last weekend's mass shooting in Buffalo. Carrie Socker with the Resource Council of Western New York helping to organize a food distribution drive near the scene of the shooting.
It's actually turned into a mobile tops. What we're doing is giving out a box of food from Feed More Western New York, and then we're supplementing it with the items received from Tops, Wegmans, and private donations so that they get a supplemental bag so that they at least have a few days worth of dinner and food, personal care items to get them through the week.
Socker says the Tops store, where the worst mass shooting in Buffalo's history unfolded nearly a week ago, was the only store many in that neighborhood shopped at.
I've never seen such a huge answer to our call. The majority of this neighborhood doesn't drive. They rely on that tap.
Today, Bills owners Terry and Kim Pegula were joined by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and Hall of Famers Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, and Thurman Thomas at the makeshift memorial near the scene of last Saturday's massacre. The first of the 10 funerals, meantime, for the victims will take place tomorrow as Buffalo starts the very long process of trying to heal. That is the world we live in this Thursday. As always, thanks for joining us today. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.